Welcome to this Europe a la carte podcast about things to do in the English city of Bath. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe a la carte, where you'll find lots of travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise Amanda's recent collation post, The Best of Bristol Tips, based on tips already on the Europe a la carte blog. So, as Bristol is the hometown of former Europe a la carte contributor Heather Cowper, we've some very interesting inside knowledge, as well as Amanda adding some tips of her own. Now, Bristol is evidently the fourth on the list of the most visited cities in England. I've been there quite a few years ago. I stayed there at the youth hostel with one of our sons for 2 or 3 nights, and I really like Bristol. Nice atmosphere. So there's several museums you can visit in the city. The Bristol City Museum and Art Gallery is easy to find in a large Edwardian building on Park Street, and it includes all kinds of artefacts like Egyptian mummies, a biplane and a Romani caravan, and also has temporary exhibitions such as the Banksy exhibition a couple of years ago, which are also free to enter. So coming soon to Bristol, the M Shed looks set to be the key museum attraction in the city. It's located on the site of the former Bristol Industrial Museum, and it's been 5 years in the making and due to open in June 2011. It will explore the life and work of the city of Bristol and is located on the quayside. The Georgian House is a restored townhouse turned museum, demonstrating life for the wealthy merchant John Pinney and his family around the year 1800. It's also free to get in here. The Red Lodge is furnished in a mix of Elizabethan, Stuart and Georgian styles. So that's another interesting house to visit. Now, thinking about landmarks in Bristol, the restored SS Britain ship dates back to 1843 and has travelled as far and wide as New York and Australia, and it's now moored in the harbourside area. The Clifton Suspension Bridge is probably one of the most recognisable sites of Bristol. It was designed by the famous engineer Brunel. Construction on the bridge started in 1836, although it wasn't complete until 1864. These days, it's not only a tourist attraction, but a functional bridge carrying thousands of cars daily. Down at the harbour side, you can find Millennium Square, Perrow's Bridge, and the steam train, which runs up and down to the quay. You can also use the local ferry service to explore the harbour from the water. And while the harbourside area in Bristol gets most of the attention these days, especially with the M Shed coming soon, the original old city is also worth a look. The St Nicholas Market, Castle Park, St Peter's Church and the areas around King Street and Corn Street all include historical buildings mixed with some interesting modern day shopping and eating. And thinking about family attractions in Bristol, the Bristol Zoo Gardens once won Britain's Zoo of the Year. It's 175 years old, and some highlights include red pandas and pygmy hippos. Animal-loving visitors might want to continue the theme at the Blue Reef Aquarium, an aquarium designed around a large coral reef centrepiece, including various fish and sharks, which can be seen from the underwater viewing tunnel. Families will also have plenty of fun and do a bit of learning at Bristol, a large science museum which also includes a planetarium housed in a particularly cool modern building. Now, if you're based in Bristol for a few days, the lovely town of Bath is only 12 miles away, so it's a lovely day trip to do from Bristol. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed our whirlwind tour of the lovely English city of Bath. If you have any tips on what to do and see in Bath, please come to the blog at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog, where you can leave a tip as a comment and also see the photos. Thanks for listening, and do join us again soon. Goodbye.